Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things
we all do.
Oh my gosh. To take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And this here is a mini episode.
We're also not experts.
Oh God, Dori, I really botched this one. I'm all nervous. We're two friends who like to talk about serums.
We are.
But listen, this is the first ever mini episode where we not only take your calls, your voicemails, your emails, but we have a guest doing it with us. And that guest is a repeat Forever 35 guest.
A dear friend of Forever 35.
A writer, a yoga master.
A bath taker.
A lipstick connoisseur.
A baker.
A person who posts enviable photos of delicious meals they whip up.
A newsletter writer.
A lawyer.
And a lawyer.
Jasmine Guillory is back.
Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be back.
Yay. We're so excited to have you.
And that intro is amazing. I need to carry you around with me everywhere.
Shall we go on?
I did write an official one for listeners of the podcast who have not listened to episode 3 of Forever 35, where we did interview Jasmine. Let me just give you a little download. Jasmine is a graduate of Wellesley College and Stanford Law School, no big deal, and a former writer for the beloved website, The Toast. She is the author of The Wedding Date, which Nylon called effervescent, witty, and sexy, which it is. And her new book, The Proposal, comes out October 30th. Now, Roxane Gay said about The Proposal, there is so much to relate to. And throughout the novel, there is a sharp feminist edge. Loved this one, and you will too. And BuzzFeed said, with sharp banter, a well-rounded cast of characters, and plenty of swoony scenes, Jasmine Guillory defends her position as one of the most exciting rom-com writers out there. Woo!
Yeah.
I mean, those are both two very exciting reviews to get. So I will say that when I saw Roxane Gay say that about the book, I was in the backseat of a friend's car. A friend of mine texted that to me, and like I screamed so loudly, my friend almost got in a car accident. So next time I'm going to try not to do that if I get any good reviews.
Those are amazing reviews, but I can say as someone who's currently reading The Proposal that it lives up to the hype.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And we're thrilled to have you back. And we wanted to just kind of check in with you, but then also just bring you on board to answer some of our listener questions.
I'm delighted to do so.
So, Jasmine, you are on day 300 and what of your yoga challenge?
I believe last night was 349.
Okay.
Almost in a year, almost.
And when we first talked to you, I think you were in like the 50s.
Yeah, somewhere in the 50s.
What has made you keep going with this practice of doing yoga in your home every day?
You know, a few things have kept me going. Like, I started doing it just sort of on a whim. Like, I had just gotten back from a trip to New York. And in New York, I find that I, like, exercise a lot more than I do at home. I'm a lot less sedentary. And I was thinking, you know, I need to try to keep this up. Maybe I'll try to do yoga today. And then it was like, maybe I'll try to do yoga for the next 30 days. And then I did, and I just kept going. So a few things, like, it has been a really good sort of daily habit to, I mean, I usually, sometimes I do it in the morning and at night, but I almost always do it at night before bed. And it really just sort of like gets me ready to go to bed. But also the thing that I noticed about it was, and I, you know, in that way that we beat ourselves up for like even good things, I've been thinking like, you know, I really only do like 20 to 30 minutes a day. This is not such a big deal. Other people do so much more. But I have really noticed like my whole body feels better, which, I mean, because last year I went to, in June of last year, before I started doing yoga every day, I went to my college reunion, and just walking around campus, like, you know, I have like, as we all are getting old, right, certain parts of your body hurt. So like my back was hurting walking up the stairs, my hip was hurting. Like there was a time when my friends were all hanging out and I had to go back and sit down in my room because my back hurt so much. And then I was back there this June and I felt fine. Like I was not taking ibuprofen constantly. My back did not hurt. You know, the beds were not comfortable to sleep on, but like my whole body just feels better, which I didn't even realize until I went back in June and was like, oh wow, this really has made a difference to me. And I didn't expect that at all. Like that's not why I started, but that's definitely why I've kept going.
That's amazing.
I'm jealous. I'm kind of jealous.
That's
your
amazing.
Body's not
hurting. That's amazing that you had that comparison, because I do think it is so hard to see the progress and the changes day by day or even week by week. But for you to be able to say, oh, I felt so much different at this time previously, you know, in this place than I do now, is like, is very, very inspiring.
And I also feel like sometimes when we do have those comparisons, they're all about like what we look like or what clothes we could fit into or the number on the scale. So it was so nice to have something to think about, like, this is how I feel, as opposed to any of those external things. And it's about like what people who look at me see. People who look at me may probably don't see a difference, but like I feel really different.
You can't see this, but I just made a roaring yes face at Dory. Because yes, and I'm curious, have you noticed a mental shift as well?
I think, like, you know, I'm a person who can be really anxious sometimes. I don't, like, it's funny because I've heard people say, like, about yoga classes, like, they're always telling you to breathe. Like, we always just breathe, and I don't. Like, I definitely hold my breath when I get anxious, or, like, I don't take deep breaths. And so it has helped me, like, think, you know, like have her voice in my mind sometimes when I'm getting stressed, like about taking deep breaths or just like practicing breathing in other times than when I'm taking yoga, has been really helpful for me.
And can you tell us and our listeners what are you using Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube?
Is Yoga with Adrienne. I love her. I feel like Adrienne and I are like friends at this point, even though she doesn't know it, because I talk to her every day. I occasionally I'll do something else. Like I've looked at other yoga videos. There've been a few times that I've like gone to a class and stuff, but almost, you know, most days I do Yoga with Adrienne, and she has so many different videos. It's really great. You know, some of them are harder, some are easier for different times a day and like different amounts of time, which is nice. But there are some that are sort of standbys for me.
I've been meaning to tonight, actually driving here, I was like, I'm gonna do a 5-minute yoga video tonight.
Ooh,
I got it. My back
hurts. She
has
some really short ones and it's just great.
Okay, so let's see if I follow through on that.
Yeah.
Jasmine, is there anything else you've been doing to kind of care for yourself as you begin this kind of stressful period of releasing? Stressful and exciting, but it is a lot of emotional work to release a book. Are you doing anything to kind of stay grounded and stay calm?
You know, I have tried, the hardest thing for me, I think, has been like to try to let go of some guilt around not being able to do things, which is hard. Like just little things, like last week, I think I ate takeout every day for all of my meals. And I feel guilty about that because I sort of feel like, oh, you know, I should cook. I like cooking. But also I have a book about to come out. I am trying to finish a third book. And I'm also still working. And it's just like, I need to think about what the best use of my time is. Or just this, you know, this past weekend, I missed a few parties that I really wanted to go to. My birthday was a few weeks ago. And like, I took a day and went to the beach with my mom and sister. But a bunch of my friends are like, let's have lunch. Let's have brunch for this. And that's so nice. And I don't, like, I feel so grateful for that, but also I do not have time. Like, I don't have time to have dinner or drinks or brunch with anyone until the middle of November. And so I'm just trying to not feel guilty for that and appreciate that I have people who love me and want to see me, but I can't do that yet right now. Which I think is hard because like I want to try to do everything, but I just, like, looking at the time I have in my day, I just can't do everything.
Well, we're grateful that you made time for us. So thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome.
So we have some listener questions, and the first one I want to kick it off with feels almost like it's just directed at you without this listener even knowing. Here is our first listener voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Liz in Philly, originally from the Boston area, what up, North Shore. I was listening to a recent episode where Kate talked about being able to spend a full 30 minutes in the bath, and that made me wonder, how long is a bath supposed to take exactly? Anyway, I'm a big-time shower person, have never really gotten into baths. Maybe this whole time I've been doing it wrong somehow. So if you guys could do like a taking baths 101 for dummies, that would be fantastic. Maybe that could be something I can start doing as the winter sets in. Thanks so much. Love you guys. Bye.
So Jasmine, you are a bath expert.
Absolutely. I take a bath almost every night.
Now, how, if you're new to the bathing experience, like, what do you think people need to kind of set the mood or to, like, what expectations do people kind of need to set for themselves when going into taking a bath? Because I personally don't think it's about getting clean.
No, it's absolutely not about getting clean. It's about, I mean, for me, a bath is about two things, like kind of warmth and relaxation. Like there's no other feeling for me than getting into the perfect temperature bath. I just, like, my whole body feels better. I get just relaxed. And so for me, it's just about relaxation. I always read in the bathtub. So maybe, you know, having specific like books or reading material that you save for bath time might be a good way to start. And then I often, my like face mask time of day is bath time. So I will decide before I get into the bathtub, am I doing a face mask tonight? Which one is it? And then select it and put it by the bath. And then I get in, have my book ready, put the face mask on, and then I'm there for anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, sort of depending on how I feel and what the night is like.
So you set up.
But it's delightful.
Setting out treats for yourself, listener, I feel like that's a good tip.
Yeah. And Jasmine, what temperature is your ideal temperature? Like, obviously, it's a little hard to describe, but are you like a piping hot bath person or a little?
I am not a piping hot bath person. Okay. I feel like that makes me overheated and uncomfortable. And like sometimes if it's particularly cold, I'll get into a hot bath, but then I do a lot of like cold water splashes on my face throughout, which then you can't do a face mask with. So I try to avoid that. Mm-hmm. My temp is like always a little cooler than that. I also find, and I will send you guys the link to this so that you can put it up on the website afterwards. But like the single thing that has made my bath time experience better is having it's like this little thing that you put over the nozzle or the drain in your bathtub so that it doesn't drain out throughout the bath, so that you can get in and the bath is like up to your neck and then it stays up to your neck until you get out. It is amazing. It costs like, I don't know, $6 on Amazon, a little plastic thing that sits over the drain, and it's the best.
And this listener is in Philly, and I feel like baths in wintertime and then moisturizing thoroughly after a good bath once a week, that's going to make the winter feel so much more manageable.
Absolutely. And speaking of moisturizing, I frequently will just like, there are all sorts of bath bombs and stuff that I like for a treat. But often in the winter, I just put like a dollop of coconut oil in the bath right before I get in. And it makes it makes you get out and your body's already moisturized.
Man. Heavenly.
That sounds so great.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
And we're back.
So we have an email question. I can read it here. I have a burning question. How do you take care of your hands? I always notice a person's hands when I meet them, and I worry about what my hands may say about me. I've never been able to maintain a manicure. I bite my nails. I have raggedy cuticles, and somehow there are always paper cuts. I dislike manicures, so I'm on the hunt for products and self-care practices that I can use at home. Any suggestions?
I have some suggestions here. I don't bite my nails, but I do frequently pick at my nails because I have like kind of weak, thin nails. And so whenever there's any kind of like tear at them, then I'm just like constantly picking at it. So having nail files in every bag or like in every room or pocket has really helped me, because then instead of just like frantically picking at my nails until my hands look disgusting, I will just file them, and then that like impulse to do that stops.
That's
which
so
I think
smart.
Has helped me. And then like I think actually this is one of those times when sunscreen is really important on your hands, which I think everyone really forgets, especially if you work or you're indoors all day. But I really notice like for a while I had a job where I was driving a lot more and I could really see the difference in my hands. So I've tried to put like find a really moisturizing sunscreen to put on. And then keep, cause you're washing your hands all day, keep a good, hand cream in your purse or, you know, at your desk at your work or whatever, so that it's somewhere that reminds you to keep putting it on. I always forget to do that, but I try to remember more, especially as it gets to wintertime. I feel like you've talked about this on the podcast, but I'm not quite sure. Willada Skin Food. Willada, I don't know how to say it wrong. But that makes a really great hand cream for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask what your hand cream choice is.
And you can use a little, it goes a long way. So that's nice to keep around because you don't have to use a ton of it and go through it fast.
Yeah, and Dory's also a hand cream user. I do not use hand cream because I can't handle the feeling of like my hands being sticky throughout it. That doesn't bother you both?
It does bother me, but I forced myself to get used to it.
Okay. All right.
You know, now that I live in LA, even though it is dry here, I think my hands don't get as dry as they did when I lived in New York in the winter with the cold, and then, you know, steam heat really dries out your hands. And so when I lived in New York, I felt like I was constantly hand creaming throughout the day. Whereas here, I will generally only hand cream at night. And then I just go to sleep with some nice moisturized hands.
I would say to this listener too, you can get a manicure without getting polish.
Yes.
Which is something I do because I'm in the same boat. I kind of pick at my nail polish. I can't ever make it last. But I do find just even like once a month or once every couple of months, having someone professionally like shape your nails just kind of gives them a nice clean look. You can keep them really short so you aren't biting them, but it will still make them look, you know, like neat and tidy.
And my cuticles always look terrible unless someone else fixes them for me.
I pick at mine.
I was actually just going to say, I have a cuticle nipper that I use mostly only for hangnails. I don't use them. I don't really trim my cuticles myself because I think you can really over trim your cuticles and that's really bad for your hands. But if I have a hangnail, I'll just nip it with my little cuticle nipper.
One last tip I have is that I have very thin, very weak fingernails, and ingesting collagen on a daily basis has made my fingernails stronger and grow faster.
Really?
Yes. Ooh, it's been fascinating. Yeah. So it's not vegetarian or vegan friendly, but if you are not those things and you want stronger nails, get into the collagen act.
All right.
And I have to do that.
What's our next question, Kate?
Okay. We have another email. I went to Sephora the other day for one thing and found myself needing a basket with an arm full of products because Sephora. I originally came in for a new day cream as my location currently doesn't have any Kiehl's products, my previous brand. And when I picked out a new brand, I started to become overwhelmed because the instructions on the back were to add toner, serums, etc. to your regimen. I'm not rich, but I'm fine spending extra money on quality products. My question isn't around which products and brands you can't live without, but which products in your skincare regimen you would recommend spending a little extra money on, i.e., should I prioritize a serum over a face wash, etc.?
I actually, as you're reading the question, I was thinking exactly serum versus face wash. And I always, like, I spend as little money as possible on things that I'm going to wash off. Mm-hmm. So like my shampoos are usually pretty cheap, but I spend a lot on conditioner because it sits on my hair for longer.
Oh, interesting.
And my face wash is always sort of like whatever I can find at the drugstore, but I spend far too much money on serums. Also, honestly, I found moisturizers that work just fine for me at a pretty cheap level, but I have not found that with serums so far. So I mean, I think it's possible that they're out there. I just haven't found them. But I tend to prioritize like the things that stay on my face longer. But also the great thing about Sephora is you can try stuff out and decide it doesn't work for you. Like I've tried a lot of the most expensive face creams at Sephora with just getting little samples and have been like, nope, it doesn't work as, you know, it works just fine, just as well as the much cheaper moisturizer that I use. So I'm just going to stay with that.
What is your serum of choice? Do you have one that you're very loyal to?
I mean, honestly, nothing beats good jeans.
Oh man. Sunday Riley.
I wish it was not so expensive, but it is. And it makes my skin look so good. And there we go.
They may write fake reviews of their products, but that Good Jeans is legitimately good.
I agree.
Yeah, I also spend too much money on Good Jeans, and I try to make it last as long as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say also serums. I spend a lot on like P50. Mm-hmm. But face wash, I agree. You can buy a cheaper face wash.
I'm into a drugstore face wash.
For sure.
I'm less into a drugstore serum, I think.
Yeah.
But Pixi Glow Tonic, my old fave from Target, that's affordable. I wouldn't call it at all cheap, but that's a great Target pickup.
Yeah, and one of my favorite serums actually is the CoQ10 serum that I got on Amazon for $17. Mm. Yeah, so I guess, you know, the exception that proves the rule.
But I do think, listener, get yourself a basic face wash. Also, Trader Joe's, I gotta say, people are very into the Trader Joe's skincare products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are really into them. And I have seen a lot of not so great stuff about their new sheet mask.
Oh, I didn't know
Trader Joe's. It's very Bernie.
Oh, we don't like a Bernie sheet
Bernie
mask.
No, Bernie sheet mask. No, me neither.
Some people like a Bernie sheet mask. I do not.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to take another quick break. And we're back.
We're back. We have a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. First off, I love the podcast. This is Tamara from Kansas City, Missouri, and I just wanted to say that I absolutely love the podcast, and I'm having a bit of a problem, and I wanted to see if you girls had any ideas for me, because I absolutely feel like we're friends. I listen to you when I'm driving to work. I listen to you when I'm running. So I listened to episode 40, which was all about friendship, and I absolutely, my heart just melted. A lot of the things you both were saying I could relate to so much. But I'm having a bit of a friend problem. I'm 31, and I've been best friends, quote unquote, with a dear friend of mine for 13 years. And, you know, we've had the whole best friend bracelets. You know, we were in each other's weddings, the whole nine yards. In the last couple of years, I just feel like we're changing, and we're obviously not the same people we were 13 years ago when we met as college freshmen. You know, we're both 30s, and she's on her way to being a mom, and I just feel like we can't relate anymore, and I treasure this relationship so much. It means so much to me because we have such history together, but I just don't know, when is the point that you need to pull a plug on a relationship? I feel drained from this relationship often, but I just can't seem to pull the plug because it means so much to me. So any advice would be really great. Thank you so much. Love you, girl. Bye.
I will say, I don't have kids and most of my friends do. And I think there has, from the beginning of that, there has always been a time when we just don't connect as much because they're going through something big and different that they can't, there's nothing else that they can talk about, right? And that's not, sometimes it feels like that's about them being selfish or not listening to you or whatever, but I think that's not it. It's just like, that's the only thing that's in your head when you're an early mom. So sometimes the answer is just to let it go for a while, accept that this person isn't going to be there for you in the way that she has been, you know, maybe for the next year. But then just try to keep coming back and see what happens, because I've had a lot of friendships that have had kind of ups and downs in this time period. And it often works in the end when they come back to you and your friendship is different and changed, but that's okay. But I think you have to kind of figure out if you want this friendship to go away completely, or if you're okay with a year or so of it not being what you were used to. Cause I think that's, I think, in all friendships, things change in our lives and we kind of have to get used to a person not being there for us in some ways. I know that there have definitely been times that I wasn't there for my friends when I just didn't have the capacity to. So I think, I think we all just have to accept some back and forth there, and then maybe come back to it in a year and see how you're feeling and see what you're thinking. But it's hard to, unless something big and terrible happened, it's hard for me at least to let a friendship that I really care about go, just because of distance or time or, you know, different things going on in our lives.
Yeah, I agree. I think friendships can shape shift over time, and they don't always need to look or feel the same as they did 13 years ago, 15 years ago, even, you know, 2 years ago. I don't know for this listener if they necessarily need to like pull the plug on this relationship.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
I think you just let it breathe. Don't invest as much of your time and energy into it, and focus on the friendships that are fulfilling you in the ways that you need right now.
Right. And I think one thing that has helped me for things like this is, especially if there's someone who you are used to doing like certain things with, you can start feeling really resentful if they aren't able to do those things with you. So just try to like find more people who can go to those specific restaurants or like go to this concert with you or things like that, so that you'll fill your life with other people and it won't make you angry at your friend for not being able to do certain things, and it'll make you be able to accept what she can do in a much better way, I think.
That's, you know,
advice. Make new friends but keep the old.
Yes, one is silver and the other is gold.
Exactly.
I sang that for years. Oh,
totally.
At Girls
for years.
Notes.
Yeah.
Well, Jasmine, this has been just so fantastic to have you on. Thank you for doing this.
It's been so fun. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for your wise advice.
And before we let you go, could you tell our listeners where they can find you, where they can find your new book?
Absolutely. My new book is called The Proposal. You can find it wherever books are sold. My website is jasminegillery.com, and you can find me on Twitter at TheBestJasmine or on Instagram at JasminePix.
Jasmine, you're the best. Thank you so much for being our inaugural mini-episode guest.
Thank you. It was so fun to do.
Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.